Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Max Fleck. Batting second, the shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third, the second baseman, Zbeeb Terry. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth, the center fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Turner Barber. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Charlie Deal. Batting eighth, the catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Tyler. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lefty Tyler. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting third, the third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Doc Lavin. Batting seventh, the catcher, Vern Clemens. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Spex Topperser. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jackie May. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jackie May. And now, play ball. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a fly ball into right field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleck moves to second. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. There goes Terry. The throw from Clemens to Lavin, and Terry is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tyler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a pop-up beyond third. Stock can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McHenry throws the ball into Topperser, who tags Deal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Barber moves to third. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hornsby. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Barber scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lefty Tyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyler takes first base on ball four. Max Fleck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a line drive towards third. Deal reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lavin. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Hollocker applying the tag. Two outs. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lefty York now pitching. Jackie May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Flack. Heathcote reaches second base with a double. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernier hits a fly ball into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 1 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a fly ball into left field. Hornsby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Deal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Deal reaches second base with a double. Mysel moves to third. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fernier settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Fernier. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mysel scores. Deal scores. O'Farrell moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to third. York moves to second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell scores. There goes York trying to get to home. Heathcott throws the ball into Clemens, who tags York, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Flack moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Tink Riviere now pitching. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-1 in the game. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes strikes out. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 0-for-1 in the game. Topperser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tink Riviere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riviere hits a line drive to right field. Flack throws towards Hollocker. Hollocker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hollocker. Topperser goes all the way around to score. Riviere moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1 Cubs. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riviere moves to third. Two outs. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin misplays the ball. That's an error on Lavin. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Topperser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Topperser misplays the ball. That's an error on Topperser. Deal moves to third. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fernier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flack for the out. Deal scores. York moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hollocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stock takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Stock attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-2 in the game. McHenry hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Meisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meisel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lavin hits a line drive into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Topperser hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Turner Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heathcote. Barber reaches second base with a double. Charlie Deal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Deal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Deal moves to second. Two outs. Lefty York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats York for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lesman pinch hits for Tink Riviere. Lesman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Man hits a fly ball into center field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 0-for-3 in the game. Fournier hits a fly ball into right field. Flack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stock hits a line drive towards first. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Goodwin now pitching. Max Flack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Flack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Clemens and he is out, Lavin applying the tag. Two outs. Zbeeb Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lavin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields the ball and throws to York covering. Safe. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 0-for-3 in the game. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Deal fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lavin takes first base on ball 4. McHenry moves to second. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a line drive into left field. Barber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Topperser takes first base on ball 4. McHenry moves to third. Lavin moves to second. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Marv Goodwin. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.